Many years ago, Father began speaking to me about what it means to be a radiant, powerful woman. And I was motivated to go back to those times of talking with Father and see what we had written that Father had shared with me, with Martin and I, regarding what this means, because to be a warrior was in opposition to everything that I held to be true. So I was definitely ready for a new vision. Father spoke of such a woman as being Iconian or iconoclast. He said that Iconian of your endeavor speaks well of a greater endeavor than heretofore seen in earth terms. It ranks high among earthly endeavor. It is a gathering force of women who engender fear among mortal men of your endeavor. It is, however, rather archaic, preceding luxuriant. Destroyer not, but warrior, not in duty or designation, in strength of courage, bound to her declaration of liberty and freedom for all. To progress in freedom requires not that you subserviate your venture to all righteous and holy endeavor, but that you acquire all righteous and holy endeavor through your valiant effort of heartfelt desire. Father suggested a contemplation that would facilitate having a vision of what it means to be a woman who is a spiritual warrior for liberty. Father's words to me were, "To be free requires but a simple measure of your endeavor. Take a moment. Sit. Be quiet. Contemplate not your future, nor what it should be, had been. See instead a figure, divinely arrayed, clad in armor of righteous endeavor. See what would sustain, nourish her endeavor. See the panoply of her armor. Linger not in sorrow or despair. See the full glory of her array. This is for men as well, to see the honor and glory of one so arrayed cannot but secure heartfelt endeavor of the righteous sort. So after Father gave these words to me, I put it in words that I could use for contemplation. These words are, "I come now in honor of my divine anointing, inheritance, heritage, and birthright. Powerful, spiritual, respected, honored, loved. I lay all thoughts of the future, of what should have been, on the altar of divine love and power. In right and proper exchange for divine truth. I see a figure divinely arrayed, clad in the armor of righteous endeavor. I see what would nourish and sustain her endeavor. I see the panoply of her armor. I see the full glory of her array. To see the honor and glory of one so arrayed secures heartfelt endeavor of the righteous sort. I know this divine figure as a warrior, not in duty or designation. I know her in strength, in courage, bound to her declaration of liberty and freedom for all. As she progresses in freedom, she subserviates not her venture to anything else, in that she acquires all righteous and holy endeavor through her valiant effort of heartfelt desire. Everything just comes easy when one succumbs not to remain pure and free requires little else than desiring to do so. To be a woman of Iconian endeavor means that there is no more false worship. There is no more heart-wrenching desire for what is false of any sort, of any kind, of any endeavor. The origin of falsehood lies buried in the midst of what is called the heart of our endeavor. As a woman comes to the truth of herself as a radiant, powerful woman, her heart is no longer a place of false worship. No more false idol or devil worship in her endeavor. She seeks instead honor pure and glory of righteous nature. Her receptive nature seeks no more. Instead, it receives what it was longing for. again a reminder that the truth of a woman as a warrior, a radiant, powerful woman, is not just for contemplation by women, but it is for contemplation by men, to understand the valiant nature of a woman. Men have traditionally been spoken of as valiant warriors, as heroes, as men of honor and power and strength. The time has come for women to recognize these attributes in themselves and to know that love and joy and peace, that life and honor and valor are expressed by each and every person, and that the feminine expression of these characteristics has received its call, its time, and its place. And so it is.